And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." And when he was accused, the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, and not even a single charge. So the governor was greatly amazed. So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water, washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. "Jesus, I wish you would speak. I wish you would proclaim who you are. I wish you would confront the disbelief of the crowds and the arrogance and cowardice of the powers that be. Surely someone will speak up for you. Where are the lepers who were healed? Where are the blind who can now see? Where are all those people who ate the bread and the fish on the hillside? Where are those that followed you so easily when they thought you would become king of the Jews? Yet no one speaks. No voice in the crowd comes to your defense. You stand alone. You stand before Pilate, the power of Rome. Weakness stands before strength, and yet Pilate, the ruthless enforcer of the empire, is not really in control here. He cannot make you confess. He cannot quiet the crowd. For all his power, he cannot find the courage to do what is right. He does what is safe. He yields to the crowd for the sake of order. Courage and strength do not always sit on thrones or judgment seats. Power is not always in the hands of empires. I have been alone. I have been falsely accused, and no one has spoken for me. I have been treated unfairly by those who could have used their power for better purposes. I can understand how some of your feelings as you stand silently before Pilate and watch him proclaim his own innocence as he condemns an innocent man. And perhaps I have treated others unfairly as well. Perhaps I have not spoken up for others when they needed a voice. There are those around me who have been treated unjustly. Have I always had the courage to come to their defense? There are those around me who feel alone and abandoned. Have I always been there for them? O Lord, forgive me for not always being who I should be. I find it easy to condemn the moral cowardice of Pilate. Have I ever given in to pressure from others to take the easy path rather than the right path? Have I ever chosen the easy path over the right path? Jesus, I see in your silence the quiet strength that reveals a peace and a resolve. O Lord, help me to deal with the unfairness of life without being critical of others. Help me to be sensitive to the pain and feeling of others. Give me the courage to do what is right without being swayed by the demands of others.